I think coverage helps a lot. And, you know, if you can get them to hold the ball a little bit and make them second guess themselves, change up the coverages, change up the blitzes, give false blitzes, give real blitzes, all that stuff, change up helps us.
All right, defensive coordinator Keith Butler getting a lot of questions about pressure. The Steelers have 50 sacks heading into their final regular season game. Labs did some research before the show.
I actually remember.
You did, but you confirmed,
yes,
which I
did.
Appreciate. Yeah. So go ahead.
55 sacks is the Steelers team record,
right.
2001.
Wow. Good. And wasn't there another year that they had 55 sacks? 2 years, 2001-94?
Well, no, 2001.
Not if that was the record.
Well, it was hit twice.
Oh.
55 sacks was hit twice.
We didn't check that fact.
Yeah,
we'll get back to you, okay?
I was too young in 1994.
All
very
right.
Nice.
My
very
story,
nice.
I'm sticking
through very
it.
Nice.
Okay. You have one segment. Tell us what we need to know about this matchup with the Browns, because we have not seen them since week one, and there are a lot of different faces.
Okay, well, I think the one thing, Missy, that you notice is watching Deshaun Kizer, rather, I thought he would have grown more. And, you know, I see the same problems. Look, when he's three-step, five-step drops, and he gets in a rhythm, he's actually pretty accurate. But the thing about Kizer, he's always, to me, he looks impatient. When he's got to hold on to the ball longer, he's looking to scramble before he needs to. He shows impatience. He's impatient for the receiver to come open late. The other thing that I think he's doing now that's going to that adds to the fact that he's thrown 21 picks is that now that Josh Gordon is back involved in the offense, he's trying to force the ball into Josh Gordon. That offensive line is especially without Joe Thomas, is very, very average. They don't do a very good job of protecting. They're not bad running the ball. Once again, Crowell has got a great jump cut, and he gets to the edge pretty fast. But it just seems that Deshaun Kizer has one guy in his mind, and that's Josh Gordon, and that's why you see him. And for a guy that is, and by the way, he runs very well, Kizer. He's very physical. He's not afraid to lower the shoulder and run over guys to get into the end zone. But one of the things that I think is that he gets impatient with the scheme, and he'll start scrambling before he needs to.
What about Myles Garrett, someone who was not there week one?
Yeah, Myles Garrett, we didn't see him week one. He's playing pretty well. He's by far their best pass rusher. He's got a great hand slap, dip, and then rip. You see him coming here for he's coming off the top of your screen. That was a safety blitz by Curry that made the sack. But these guys, what they'll do is they'll blitz. Missy, they're going to blitz you coming off the bus. These guys blitz and blitz and blitz. And I think the reason they blitz so much is because they can't get there with four. And so, you know, obviously it's Greg Williams who is pressured. They're going to run some bear defense. A lot of times in third and nine plus, they're going to walk six and seven guys up on the line of scrimmage. And sometimes they'll bring them all. You know, they're feeling like, hey, our back end is going to be able to do a good job of covering. We think we can get to the quarterback before your guy gets open. Dan Sheldon is their best run stopper. Their best inside backer is Kirksey. He makes plays. I mean, he's got over 130 tackles. He's sideline to sideline guy. And Jabril Peppers, who was their free safety. Their strong safety got hurt, so they moved him into strong safety, and I think he's actually better close to the line of scrimmage. I was telling Labs, the thing that impresses me more about Jabril Peppers now than earlier in the season is that I think he needs to be where the action is. You know, when he's playing free safety, and a lot of times they'll play that cover one, which is man coverage, and they'll have one center fielder. He's really in center field. And he's way back there. At times, he almost looks like a punt returner. I think he's better closer to the line of scrimmage. Last week against the Bears, because of injuries, he was the box safety. But when I say box safety, I'm not saying he's just a run stopper. He also makes plays in the passing game better when he's up front. And they bring him a lot on blitzes.
All right. If you are head coach Mike Tomlin,
yes.
Who are you playing and who are you not playing on Sunday in terms
he
of the
plays
Steelers?
Everybody.
You know, okay, so
don't let
is,
Labs influence you.
He's right.
Mean,
he knows
everyone.
Labs knows who's me. I start everybody.
Okay.
Look, if they didn't have a bye week, I would rest everybody that was over 30. But that's not the case. I would start everybody, play them into the first half, then start taking guys out. But the thing is, going into this week, I want you to prepare like you're playing. I want that kind of focus. And then once the game starts, I'm going to start pulling guys. And by the way, I'm going to keep an eye on what's going on in New England, between the Jets and New England, because, everyone's going to say, oh, we don't do that. Hey, we do that. And, when I was a player, I did that. If it was the last game, when we were down in Tampa in 89 and about half a dozen things had to happen for us to get in the playoff, they couldn't get the scores up fast enough for me in between drives for me to look up. Now, that doesn't mean that takes any of the focus off the game. You're still focusing on the game, but you want to know what's going on. And so, at the outside chance that the Jets can upset New England, I'm going to keep my eye on that. And I think that's why I'd start all my starters, keep an eye on that game. If it's 30-0 in the first quarter of New England, then I'm pulling everybody.
All right, we'll find out.
What about you? You didn't respond.
I hope Landry can handle those blitzes. That
Labs wants to go preseason mode.
Yeah.
But you can't, because you only have 46 guys
right.
in uniform. But I don't know anything, but I hope Landry knows what he's doing against those blitzes.
Oh, Landry will do just great.
But I'm just saying,
that's
idea.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you had six guys you were going to rest.
Yes.
For sure.
Ben, AB's already injured and out.
Right.
Ben, Le'Veon, Marquise Pouncey, Cam Hayward, Stephon Tuitt, Joe Hayden.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you on Sunday in actives, 90 minutes before kick,
which
is 1 o'clock.
You guys
friendly reminder.
You guys will be right. I'll be wrong. I know it. I see it coming.
All right. Sunday is also our fan appreciation day at Heinz Field. So today our Steelers Nation Unite keyword is fans. So head to SteelersNationUnite.com, enter the keyword fans to earn your extra yards. For joining us today on this beautiful Thursday edition of Steelers
Appreciation
Live.
Appreciation, too many letters.
I don't pick the keyword. Okay. I just relay
just
it on TV.
No, I understand.
But I got you. Fans, F-A-N-S.
Yeah, I got it.
Plural. Okay?
I'm ready.
All right. Go log on and earn your yards, Tunch. All right. Thanks for joining us today. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow at 4 p.m. for another edition of Steelers Live.